I didn't know until I thought that song went well with the message today, and then I found out that's one of Pat's favorite songs. So you learn something new every day. I know whom I have believed.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Let's open in prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for a time for us to come together, a time to worship you. Thank you for your word that teaches us.
Amen.
And thank you for your promises that we have to believe in, to trust you, and to be blessed by you.
Amen.
We give you this morning, this afternoon, the whole day for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 From time to time, I'll write a letter or send an email to somebody that says blessings at the end. And of course I mean God's blessings on you, because he is the only one that really can provide those blessings. But it's kind of a good subject to look at when we say blessings, and there are different blessings that come from God.
Mm-hmm. 很多时候，当我在回一封 email 或者是回信的时候，通常我会在我的信的结尾说：“愿神祝福你。”对于我们信的人来说，主耶稣他是我们最大的，也是唯一的祝福。
So what are some examples of blessings? Some that we would have, we'd say maybe money, and not to be rich, but enough to where we don't have to worry. Is that a blessing? Okay.
对我们来说，什么是祝福呢？可能是我们有足够的财务，叫我们不用担心我们的生活。
Or how about our health? To where, you know, we say your money is no good if you don't have your health.
或者是说我们有一个健康的身体，因为就算是我们有很多的钱，可是如果没有健康，也不是一件好的事情。
Or how about family?
或者是有一个美好的家庭。
I just did a Google search, you know, what do people consider blessings? And the most one that's come up, people say, my greatest blessing is my husband or my wife or my family.
当我在网上搜索的时候，出现的最频繁的是，对一个人来说，他最大的祝福就是他的家庭，他的丈夫或者是他的妻子。
I certainly agree, all of those are blessings, but I want to talk today about the greatest blessing.
Okay. 我很赞同这些都是我们的祝福，但是今天我想要谈论的是什么是最大的祝福。
We've been through three chapters together of Romans, and so we're going to start chapter 4 today.
我们曾经一起读过罗马书的前三章，所以今天我们要一起来看罗马书的第四章。
And throughout Romans, Paul is trying to convince or is trying to demonstrate the connection between the gospel and the Old Testament. And of course that's all Paul had was the Old Testament, but he was an expert in the Old Testament.
保罗他是旧约的圣经旧约的专家，所以在罗马书里面他的中心就是试图想要把新约跟旧约能够联系起来。
So we looked in the first three chapters, we started out how that mankind has strayed away or has walked away from God in many ways.
前面三章我们之前读过的就是告诉我们人怎么样从神的面前离开了神。
And I say mankind, that's both the Jew and the Gentile. And remember, a Gentile is just someone that's not a Jew. So it includes everybody that's not Jewish.
当我们说人离开神的时候，这个人他包括以色列人，神的选民，也包括不是以色列人的今天在地上所有的人。
But in chapter 1 and 2 it says we're all without excuse.
但是在第二章，第一章第二章圣经告诉我们没有一个人可以说我这样做是对的。
And then in chapter 3 it says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
6:23. Okay. 在第三章圣经也告诉我们我们所有的人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the banner over all of that chapter of Romans, I think, all of the verses, is 1:16. And let's read that together again.
但是罗马书的中心思想呢，却是在它的第一章16节。我们一起来读一下。 罗马书一章十六节。
I'll read it in English. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also the Greek or Gentile.
Amen. 罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Now to review a little more, Pastor Gary had been preaching a few weeks ago through Galatians. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Galatians 1, mm-hmm. First couple of verses there, 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm. 前一段时间赵牧师也带我们一起来读加拉太书，所以让我们现在看加拉太书的一章六到七节。加拉太书一章六到七节。
And Paul says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but that there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
Amen. 加拉太书一章六到七节，保罗说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
So Paul was showing there to the Galatians that was the tradition of the Jews to be about works, and they wanted to add that to the gospel of Christ.
所以保罗在那里是告诉犹太人说，因为犹太人是想要用他们的传统，他们的传统就是行割礼、守律法来取代神的福音。
And Paul was saying, no, you can't add that.
保罗说，不，在福音之外，你不可以加上这一条。
But we're going to read through Romans 4, 1 through 12. And I hope that these are passages or verses that will encourage those of you that have placed your faith in Christ. And I hope that they'll be greatly attracted to you if you haven't. Okay?
Amen. 我们今天会来一起看罗马书的四章一到十二节。我希望当我们读了这一段以后，对于那些已经信主的弟兄姊妹，对你们是一个很大的鼓励。对于那些还没有认识主的朋友们，希望主也可以借着他的话来吸引你。
Let's don't read through it twice. Let's just have them read through in Chinese, and somebody else has a Bible, they can read through it. Okay.
Amen. So do you want to read twice?
No, we won't read twice, just first in Chinese, 1 through 12.
Okay. 我们现在用中文来读一遍。Okay. 罗马书四章一到十二节。Amen. 我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的，他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不是也加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候吗？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义，又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之踪迹去行的人。
In addition, a benefit I think for us looking at this today, besides the encouragement, is to see how important it is that we're part of a Bible teaching congregation, not one of traditions, not one that teaches something extra to the Bible, such as works, but one that teaches the Bible.
嗯，今天对于我们来说，我们一起来读这一段的重要性是，是在于 ，I'm sorry.
This, we're blessed to be with a Bible teaching congregation.
Okay,
yeah,
是
Pastor Gary.
Amen. 是，叫我们知道我们在这里，我们的教导是基于圣经的。
I say that because some congregations can get off track, you know, if they're not keeping to the Bible.
我之所以这么说是因为很多教导圣经的团很多基督徒的团体他们的教导并不是完全基于圣经的。
So let's look first, the first few verses, and what I would say is the beginning of this greatest blessing.
我们现在要来看这个最大的祝福它是从哪里开始的。
Very simply, I've summarized, it's to be justified before God. Okay. And justified means just as if, get it? Just if I never sinned.
我们今天来看称义。称义就如同它的英文这样所写的，就是我们在神的面前被称为义，就好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
Yeah, so this word justify is very important. And Paul taught that we're justified by faith. Mm-hmm. He anticipated that the Jews were going to object to this, okay?
Mm-hmm. 保罗在这里所传的福音是因信称义的福音。当他这样讲的时候，他大概也料到了犹太人会反对这样的福音。
So he pulls out the ancient scrolls and goes back to Abraham. Mm-hmm.
所以他把以色列人的历史带了出来，从亚伯拉罕开始教导他们，这个是与福音相关的。
Abraham was the forefather of Jews who all admitted that Abraham was justified. The only question was how?
亚伯拉罕是以色列人的祖先，每一个以色列人都承认亚伯拉罕是一个称义的人，但是问题是他是如何被称义的呢？
Well, we'll see in 15:6, Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God. He believed his mercy. He walked away from his own self to God's grace. And that was credited to him as righteousness.
Amen. 在创世纪15章第六节那里说，亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。亚伯拉罕从他自己的软弱失败里面转向了神的恩典与怜悯，神就因此以他为义。
So let's look at 15:6, verse 6, one short verse, but very important in the Old Testament.
让我们一起来看创世纪的十五章六节。这段圣经虽然很短，但是在圣经里面却非常的重要。创世纪十五章六节。
I'll read this one in English. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
Amen. 创世纪十五章六节，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
I think there's at least one accountant in the room. Oh yeah, okay. So you'll know we're going to use some accounting terms today.
我们今天在座的有几个会计师我们今天会用到一些关于会计的专业术语。
But the important thing is that Abraham stood in a right relationship with God by his faith, not by what he was doing.
这里的重点是告诉我们亚伯拉罕他之所以跟神有一个对的合适的关系是因为他信神。
Yeah, there in verse 3 it says he believed, and that was counted as his righteousness.
所以在罗马书四章三节那里说，经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now, he brings it up in these verses that if it were works, then there would be wages involved. Okay?
Amen. 保罗也在罗马书四章四节说，做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是他该得的。
So some of you know when you get your check at the end of the week, you say, I worked for this, I deserve this.
所以每一个在上班的人就知道，当你 一周结束以后，当你拿到拿到你的工资的时候，你知道这是我自己努力得来的，我赚回来的。
But no one could say that before God.
但是在神的面前，却没有一个人可以说我的救恩是我自己得来的。
Okay, so if it's not to boast about our works, maybe Abraham could boast about his faith.
Amen. 如果亚伯拉罕不能以他的以他自己的好行为来夸耀，那么他可能可以夸耀的就是他在神面前的信心。
However, we'll see with Abraham and with us, when faith is born, we're still ungodly. We're sinners.
Okay. 对于我们每个人来说，当信心在我们里面有一点点开始的时候，其实我们每个人都还是不圣洁的。
Yeah, it's only faith later that overcomes these ungodly ways, and that doesn't begin until we're first justified.
但是接下来我们所有的这个信心，它会在我们的里面不断的圣别我们，在我们与神和好之后。
So it's really clear in Scripture that Abraham was just by believing, it wasn't to his credit, but still some want to equate Abraham's faith with him being righteous.
It's too hard.
Okay, let's think of another way to say it then. Some people would like to say, Abraham was righteous, that's why he was counted that way. In other words,
okay. 那么有人可能会说因为亚伯拉罕他本来就是义的，所以呢，我们就可以算他是义的。
But I'll let you study a little bit about Abraham. We'll talk about that later. The reason I bring this up is there are some, again, that teach that it's faith, but it's faith in our faith that saves us.
Okay. 我之所以把这个点提出来，是因为很多人说我们之所以得救，是因为我们信。
That is really not placing faith in Jesus. That's placing faith in my faith. Okay, there's a difference.
Amen. 这样的信仰不是基于信耶稣，而是基于我们自己相信而已。
Now the Jews boasted in themselves, and they also boasted in being descendants of authoritative men like Abraham and David.
犹太人常常与他们自己来夸耀，并且他们也以自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔而夸耀。
Yes, Abraham was called a friend of God, and David was a man after God's own heart.
Amen. 是的，亚伯拉罕他是神的朋友，并且我们也知道大卫他是合神心意的人。
But let's take a little bit of look at their background.
Okay. 但是让我们一起来看一下他们的背景。
Abraham came from pagan worshippers, idolatry.
亚伯拉罕起头跟他的父亲是拜偶像的。
And one time he tried to pass his wife off as his sister, just because he was afraid for his own life when he went to Egypt.
有一次他差点把自己的太太也卖掉了，因为他害怕自己丧命。
So, while I don't think that's very godly, I do know that he was a friend of God.
我们知道他做的这些事情呢，不是很圣洁，但是圣经上却说他是神的朋友。
And how about the great King David?
那么大卫王他有什么故事呢？
Let's see, where do I start counting? Well, the big one, committed adultery, and then had the husband of the adulteress murdered.
大卫他犯的最大的罪就是和有夫之妇有淫乱，并且他后来也把这个丈夫杀掉了。
See, the Bible doesn't lie about those things. It doesn't cover it up. The Bible doesn't cover it up, but it does say that David was a man after God's own heart.
圣经并没有把这些大卫的故事省略去，但是却告诉我们大卫是一个合神心意的人。
So what's our excuse today? Why would we want to talk about being made right with God by our works?
那么今天我们怎么可以说我们能够跟神有一个和好的关系，是因为我们做了什么呢？
Maybe some say, you know, it sounds too easy. It's too good to be true.
很多人可能会说这个福音太容易了，所以我觉得它不可能是真实的。
Surely there's something that we must add to God's recipe for salvation.
所以有人说，因为这个福音太容易叫人得救，所以我觉得我必须要做一些什么 才能够让我的救恩是真实的。
This is true, and you marketers will appreciate this. There's a company that came out with a cake mix one time that all you had to do was add water. Okay.
就像有一个故事是说，曾经什么时候在市场上面出现了一个做蛋糕的那个混合的一包的，就是在超市里面有卖的，我也买过。那个非常简单，你只需要加上水，搅一搅，你就可以烤出非常美味的蛋糕。
You still had to bake it, of course, yeah.
Oh, right.
But it didn't sell because people said, "No, there's something wrong. That's too simple."
但是在市场上，它的销路却非常的差，因为这些消费者说，怎么可能这么简单，加一点水就可以做出美味的蛋糕？不可能，所以它的销路非常差。
So they went back and they made a new recipe. You had to add water and an egg. And then it sold well.
所以这个公司就做了一些改进。他们在他们的那个配方上面说，你不只要加水，你还要加鸡蛋。这样子这个配方就在市场上大卖了。
Or maybe it's like God's grace, as someone has said, it's like three free muffins when you buy three at the regular half dozen price. That sound good?You get three free muffins when you buy three at the regular half dozen price. Is that like grace?
Yeah. 所以有人这样来形容神的救恩，就说就像你在市场上买三个蛋糕，但是呢却是半价的价钱，而且还要再送你三个。
No, grace is really free. No strings attached.
Amen.
That's simple.
但是呢，神给我们的恩典却是白白的，没有任何的代价了。
You know, it's kind of strange in these, I might say, self-exalting times that we should be attracted to destroying our boasting. I thought we were all about boasting.
Mm-hmm. 我觉得我们每一个人可能都是喜欢以自己为夸耀的，喜欢抬高我们自己的。
But the Bible and God takes that away from us, that boasting.
Mm-hmm. 但是圣经和神却把这一点从我们身上拿走。
So maybe it's just that we don't trust God. We just don't believe He's truthful.
所以有可能当我们不相信神的福音是这么简单这么容易的时候，可能是因为我们其实并不信靠神。
So some of you know Pastor Eldon Peterson, who has an article in the paper on Thursdays on faith. Eldon Peterson.
有一个牧师，他叫 Eldon Peterson. 他在周四的时候在报纸上面有一篇文章。
He just happened to give me this illustration, which I'd already been decided on the message before. But he told a story about a man walking along a cliff, and he fell, and he was hanging on the side, just barely hanging on. He knew there was no way he could get out of this. It was 1,000 feet down. Okay. So he starts yelling, "Somebody up there, somebody help." And then he hears this voice, "I can help." And he says, "Wait a minute. Who is this and where are you?" And the voice says, "I'm God. I'm everywhere." Okay. So he says, "Well, God, if you will get me up there, if you will, you know, save me, I'll serve you every day. I'll do this. I'll never sin again. I'll just be a good man always." And God says, "Well, are you going to tell the whole story?"
Yeah.
Okay. God says, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get you up, but don't worry about all these promises. We'll talk."
Pastor Eldon 牧师他有一个故事很形象，他说有一个人他掉到悬崖下面去，但是呢他刚好抓住了一棵树，然后他就拼命的叫救命，这个时候呢就从天上面来了传来一个声音说，你想要被拯救吗？那个人说当然。
So God said, "Don't worry, just trust in me, let go, I'll get you up."
Okay. 那神对他说，相信我，你只要把手松开就可以了，我就可以拯救你。
And so there was a long silence, and the man said, "Is there anybody else up there that can help?"
接下来那个人就沉默了很久，很久以后，然后他继续问，上面有谁可以来救我吗？
Sometimes it's hard to let go and distrust, but we have to believe God is good.
Amen. 所以很多时候，当我们真的应该放手来信靠神的时候，对我们来说是一件何等难的事情。
So since we're talking of these accounting terms, the accounting of God's greatest blessing, and let me give you a simple way to think of it. Our sins laid on Christ, His righteousness laid on us. It's called the Great Exchange.
什么是最伟大的祝福呢？让我来给你一个例子。我们的罪，主耶稣为我们担当了，但是主耶稣的祝福却给了我们，这是这个世上最伟大的一个交换。
This fact that Abraham and David were justified by faith apart from works, this was a bitter pill for the Jews to swallow. Yeah.
Amen. 对于当时的犹太人来说，亚伯拉罕和大卫是因信称义。对于他们来说，在当时是一个非常难接受的事情，因为他们一直是靠律法行为称义的。
So what is the accounting of this justification? I think it's two transactions, actually.
所以称义到底是怎么一回事呢？我相信它包括了两面。
So first, God counts us right with Him, removing the debt and the punishment, and restoring this blessedness that we forfeited by sin.
Amen. 首先是借着主耶稣为我们死了，神是让我们罪的刑罚得到了承担，让我们跟神有一个和好的关系，让我们不至于受到神的惩罚。
Now the second part, I think, is a little different in that God credits us with Jesus' righteousness. Okay.
那称义的第二面就是神把耶稣基督赐给了我们，成为来作为我们的义。
This is not the same, actually, as changing us into righteous acting people right away, at least.
这样称义并不会直接的、非常快的让我们可以成为叫神喜悦的人。
So let me make it simple. Casey and I are good friends. Casey has a lot of money. I mean, just it will never run out. Okay. I have a lot of debt. I can never, never get free from this debt. I'm way underwater. Okay.
让我用我跟陈弟兄来举一个例子。陈弟兄有很多很多很多的钱，一辈子都用不完。但是我呢，欠了很多很多很多的债，一辈子都还不完。
So the first thing Casey does is he pays off all my bills, goes to the creditors, pays off everything. I am totally solvent, above water now.
所以陈弟兄做的第一件事情呢，就是还了我所有的债，让我不再是一个欠债的人。
But that's not all. Then Casey, out of his wealth, he just starts pouring all of these assets, this money, more than I can ever spend, into my account. Thank you so much.
但是接下来陈弟兄还做了第二件事情，就是他把他一生所有的产业都倾到在我身上。
So this is really the transaction that leads to the transactions that leads to the greatest blessing. To be regarded and treated as righteous before God.
所以在神的面前因着主耶稣我们能够被称义，叫我们可以再一次的被引向神。
Now Paul used David in Psalm 32, first couple of verses we're going to read, to show what this blessedness is all about. Let's turn there to Psalm 32.
所以保罗他用大卫的诗篇来描述这一个过程。诗篇三十二篇
I'm reading from the English Standard Version and it says Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is coveredBlessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
Amen. 诗篇三十二篇第一节到第二节，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
I want to talk about this word "blessed" that's used there, both in the Old Testament, the word that's used in Hebrew.And the word that Paul is using as he quotes this in the New Testament.
我想要来谈一谈这个刚刚这一段圣经里面提到的福。保罗在新约里面很多次也提到了这个福。
The things we talked about before, the money, the health, the family, those are all things, what's in common? They're temporary. They're not going to last forever. Okay.
Amen.
And also, they're kind of objects, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 我们在今天一开始的时候谈到了我们的财务、我们的健康、我们的家庭，这些都是福分，但是他们有一个共同的特点，就是他们是短暂的，他们是会过去的。
But this blessedness is a condition, it's an emotion, deeply secure, content, happy in God. Okay, something deep down inside that lasts forever.
但是在保罗在这里，圣经用到这个福的字，却是它是一种深处的，在我们心灵深处的一种满足，一种安全，让我们在神的里面有完全的喜乐。
I don't know, Ping An, if as you greet each other, peace. But I know sometimes people will greet each other in shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shalom is the same type of meaning. It's not just peace. Mm-hmm. It is this contentment, this wellness, this well-being, this harmony,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Mm-hmm. 就像耶路撒冷的撒冷，撒冷，它的意思是平安。很多时候我们在教会里面，大家都会彼此问安，问平安。但是，撒冷的这个字，它的意思却是完全的平安，没有任何的深处的平安。
And maybe the best way in the New Testament to explain it is the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 所以在腓立比书四章四节，圣经说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Now it doesn't mean blessed are those with no troubles, blessed are you if you're healthy, blessed are you if you're admired, if you're prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it means by blessed.
Mm-hmm. 有福并不是说我们不会遇见困难的事情，也不是说我们不会生病，也不是说我们就是一帆风顺，那不是有福的意思。
I was glad that the music team picked the song It Is Well With My Soul because that really does go with this message.What it means, the blessedness, is you and God, all is well. All is well with you.
所以有福，除了在这外面的这一切，它其实最深层的意思是我们跟神之间是有那个完全的平安。
And it's there to produce joy. Like Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where our strength comes from.
Amen. 当我们有这样的平安的时候，尼希米，记八章十节说，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐，这个喜乐是我们的力量。
Well, let's look toward these last sentences, and I want to talk about the ritual, if you will, of the greatest blessing.
我想要跟大家来讨论一下，我们怎么样才可以得到这个最大的祝福呢？
And it's actually no ritual at all that's necessary to have the greatest blessing.
但是我们想要得到这个最大的祝福，其实是不需要做什么。
As these verses explain, Abraham's faith counted as righteousness before he was circumcised, before he went through the ritual that the Jews went through, actually 14 years earlier.
Amen. 罗马书四章十节说，是怎么亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候，还是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候。实际上，在创世纪，大概在他受割礼之前的14年，神就已经称他为义了。
Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but observing ritual rites such as circumcision or baptism is of no value in securing a relationship with God.
我不想要冒犯到大家，但是实际上，光是只是行外面的割礼。或者是只是外面形式上的受洗，并不能够叫我们跟神有一个真正和好的关系。
Now, I didn't say that the ritual like baptism is of no value. I just said it's a wonderful expression of faith and obedience.
我不是说受洗没有它的意义，而是说当只有我们里面有信心，那个真实的信心的时候，受洗才是一个真实的信心的表现。
However, even today, some will try to teach you that baptism is necessary to be saved. It's not in the New Testament. In the New Testament, baptism is always preceded with faith.
Amen. 今天有很多的人会教导你要得救，前提条件是你必须要受洗。但是实际上在新约里面，他告诉我们，我们只要相信就可以得救， 受洗是我们里面这个信心真实的一个表显。
I always have to remember that this is, has to be twice to be, so I don't want to run out of time here. But anyway, so the baptism, the things in our life that come from obedience come from faith. Okay, and Paul tries to put those works or that faith in its proper place.
Amen. 在我们的生命里面，我们之所以可以顺从神，是因为我们里面有这样一个真实的信心。
It's not as a basis of being justified, but as a sign of having been justified.
所以能够顺从神，不是我们可以被神称义、与神和好的前提条件。能够顺从神，是因为我们里面有这样一个神的真实的生命。
So let's talk about now the, we might say, the ancestry of the greatest blessing.
让我们来看一下这个最大的祝福是从哪里开始的。
Did I pick a good word there? Is that an easy word? Okay. It's really all about God's heart for the nations. Okay. It's a missionary doctrine that we'll see here.
神要给人的这个祝福从一起头，就是他想要做的。
I will tell you a little secret here that I don't think Pat even knows. Yesterday I submitted my application for my DNA to trace down my ancestry. Not a big deal, but I kind of like to know, you know, which, how many Scottish and, you know, all of that. I think there's some Native American in there too, which might even make us kind of related, you know, in some ways. But anyway, that's really not what we're talking about here, not that kind of ancestry.
我们在这里讲到ancestry 祖先这个词的时候，或许连我妻子都不知道，我昨天做了一件事情，就是在网上提交了我的遗传基因的信息，因为我想要知道在我的血液里面我到底有哪一些祖先。但是呢，今天我们在这里谈的祖先却不是说那样外在血缘的祖先。
See, the Jews misunderstood again that the hope that's meant of being God's chosen people or descendants of Abraham was just for them.
我想以色列人他们有一个很大的误区，就是他们以为他们是被神唯一拣选的，他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，也是神只是喜欢他们，单单喜欢他们而已。
And Paul kind of strikes us down. He says, no, actually, Abraham was declared righteous while he was a Gentile.
但是保罗却在这里告诉以色列人说，不不不，你们都错了。实际上当亚伯拉罕他因信称义的时候，他其实还是一个外邦人，他还不是以色列人。
But here's the promise that God gave him in Genesis 12, 2 and 3.
在创世纪的12章2到3节，神给亚伯拉罕一个极大的祝福。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you,and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Amen. 创世纪十二章二到三节，耶和华对他说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福于你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
So actually, Jews and Gentiles, believing Jews and Gentiles are all, Abraham is all the forefather of those people.
Amen. 所以对于今天每一个相信的犹太人或者是相信的基督徒，亚伯拉罕都是我们属灵的祖先。
Now, it's not based on ethnic or national distinctives, and it's not a continuation of Israel as a whole.
今天神的儿女不再是基于我们的国籍，不再是基于我们的种族，也不再是基于我们是不是以色列人的后代。
It's actually a continuation of the true Israel, not the children of the flesh, but the children of the promise, like we see in Galatians 4:28, when Paul is talking to the Galatians about the children of promise. That's the ones that are saved.
所以今天我们之所以能够成为神的儿女，不是因为我们是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔，乃是因为我们是亚伯拉罕信心的子孙，是照着神的应许成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So as Gentiles were brought into the family, we are all sons and daughters of a father, spiritual father Abraham.
所以今天我们每一个人都是从一个不相信神的人成为了信神的人，神就带我们进入他的家庭，成为他的儿女。
Simply by our faith in the promises of God.
我们怎么样可以成为他的儿女呢？就是借着相信神的应许。
Okay, so last but not least, I want to talk about living out the greatest blessing.
最后我想要谈一谈我们如何可以把这个最大的祝福能够活出来呢？
We can say we're saved by faith alone, but that faith is never alone.
Amen. 我们是靠着信心，靠着信得救，蒙拯救的，但是这个信却不仅仅是相信而已，它会带进来很多的其他的祝福。
It doesn't remain alone. It works through love. The faith works out through love.
信心是借着爱心得以成全的 ，right?
Okay. So Abraham, the father of the spiritual Jew, and all that believed, as he did, in God's promise that he will do it all. That's what the gospel is. God does it all. We don't do any of it.
所以亚伯拉罕信神就算为他的义，今天我们每一个愿意相信神的人，我们也因此称义，这是神做的，不是我们做的。
So that's why he says in verse 12 there, let's just look at that again as that part of passage ends, and to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised but who also walk in the footsteps of the faiththat our father Abraham had before he was circumcised.
最后在罗马书四章十二节那里说，亚伯拉罕又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗，亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之脚中去行的人。
Okay, so this is teaching us that our faith is active. Our faith does work.But because we have the faith, it's working God's love out in us.
Amen. 所以在这里告诉我们，我们的信心它不是死的，它是活的，它是有能力的，它是会在我们的里面不断的工作，让我们这个人可以照着亚伯拉罕的脚踪而行的。
I just want to make a couple of points. I want us to think about again guarding against teaching that would teach that only Gentiles are saved, or that.Works save us, or that everyone's going to be saved whether they believe or not. Those are actually doctrines of some churches, and they're not biblical.
我想要在这里很清楚地告诉大家，可能有不同的教会，他们教导说，今天只有是基督徒才是蒙拯救的，或者是说
we are saved.Yeah, well, some people, it's called replacement theology. It's extreme replacement theology. It says the Jews will never be saved. Only the Gentiles replace the Jews. That's not what the Bible says.
很多人以为今天犹太人神已经弃绝了他，今天只有我们基督徒才是神所拣选的，但是那不是圣经所教导的。
Or another doctrine that's coming back is universalism, that everybody will be saved, whether they believe or not.
或者是在这个世界上常常教导的另外一种说法是，这个世界上的人每一个人都可以蒙拯救，不管他们有没有信耶稣。
The gospel is for all mankind, not just the Jews. All those who not necessarily are religious, but who believe God.
Amen. 今天的福音是每个人都可以得到的，不仅是以色列人，还有今天每一个相信神的人。
So, acts of obedience have their proper and essential place in believers' lives, just not to be justified, not to be saved.
所以当我们愿意顺从神，愿意过一个敬畏神的生活，其实并不能够叫我们得称义。
They're like fruit, or like a sign of faith alone in Christ.
Amen.所以当我们能够愿意顺从神，是因为我们里面圣灵在我们中间结出了果子，是因为神的生命让我们可以活出这样的一种的生活。
And with this great blessing is the fact that Jesus and the Holy Spirit do begin to transform us into the righteous image of Christ.
Amen. 在我们里面的圣灵，在我们里面的这一位主耶稣基督，他会不断的改变我们，叫我们能够成为神的儿女。
So just to conclude, I believe that the greatest blessing is available to all people who believe God has stated in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that all those that believe would not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that all is all. But it is based on those who believe God and trust him for that.
Amen. 所以总结，今天我以约翰福音三章十六节来总结。我相信每一个愿意相信神的人都可以蒙拯救。三章十六节那里说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。任何一个愿意相信他的人，这个救恩就向我们是敞开的，叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So if you want a catchy little phrase, at least in English, that Christ paid a debt he didn't owe to pay a debt we couldn't pay.
Okay.
He paid a debt he didn't owe for a debt that we couldn't pay.
Okay. Amen. 所以主耶稣他为我们偿还的债是我们无法偿还的，并且他不是那一个欠债的人，是我们。
And our part is not to work or to deserve, but to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this word believe, let's turn together to John 6:29, just so we really get this straight. Okay?
Mm-hmm. 所以我们需要做什么呢？圣经说，我们只是需要相信。让我们一起来看约翰福音六章二十九节。
So Jesus is asked, what must we do to be doing the works of God?
Amen.
Jesus answered then, this is the work of God. Ready?
Amen.
That you believe in him whom he has sent.
Okay. Amen. 约翰福音六章二十九节，所以众人问他说，我们当做什么才算是做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
If you want to keep that for the word work, that's fine. And the rest of things are just acts of love toward God.
Amen. 所以什么是真正的做工呢？就是相信神。借着相信神，神能够叫我们里面的爱心，能够让它活出来，能够做神的工。
So, to receive eternal life, stop trying and start trusting in God.
Amen. 所以我们想要更多的得到永远的生命，是停下我们自己的挣扎，让我们能够转而来信靠神。
So those of you that have this greatest blessing, when you're asked, and we do in America at least, how are you today? We can say blessed by Jesus, always. No matter what's going on, you can say blessed by Jesus.
Amen. 所以对于每一个有耶稣信靠耶稣的人，当人问你，你今天还好吗？你可以告诉他说，耶稣基督他今天祝福了我。
And if you haven't received that greatest blessing yet, just be drawn to Christ in simple faith.
Amen. 如果在我们中间还有一些朋友，你还没有认识耶稣，还没有相信耶稣，你只需要简单的敞开你的心，让神来吸引你。
Let me close first in prayer.
Amen. 让我们一起低头祷告结束。
Father, I just pray that each one of us will really realize how blessed we are to be righteous, to be standing before you, simply because that we trust you, we believe you, we know you're good. We may not understand everything about it, we understand more as we grow,
yes.
But it's just such a comfort, such a contentment to know that we're right with our Creator. We're right with you. And I just pray for any that haven't realized that blessing yet, that they would see, yes, it's simple. Yes, it seems too good to be true, but it is truth. It's your truth that you want all to be saved, that you want all to come to you in simple faith and to have your blessings and to have the righteousness of Christ credited to us and for us to be transformed into that image, the image that we were originally supposed to have.
Amen.
Your image. So we just thank you for being here and being a part of a congregation that teaches your word. We pray that you'll keep growing and encouraging this congregation, and that you'll give us ways to show our love for you each day as we grow in our faith.
Amen.
And we give you thanks. It's all you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.